The Book of Joshua, Chapter 15. Now the lot for the tribe of the sons of Judah, according to their families, reached the border of Edom southward to the wilderness of Zin at the extreme south. And their south border was from the lower end of the Salt Sea, from the bay that turns to the south. Then it proceeded southward to the ascent of Akrabim, and continued to Zin, then went up by the south of Kadesh Barnea, and continued to Hezron, and went up to Adar, and turned about to Karka. And it continued to Asmon, and proceeded to the brook of Egypt. And the border ended at the sea. This shall be your south border. And the east border was the Salt Sea, as far as the mouth of the Jordan. And the border of the north side was from the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan. Then the border went up to Beth Hogla, and continued on the north of Beth Araba, and the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. And the border went up to Debir from the valley of Achor, and turned northward toward Gilgal, which is opposite the ascent of Adummim, which is on the south of the valley. And the border continued to the waters of Enshemesh, and it ended at Enrogel. Then the border went up the valley of Ben-Hinnom to the slope of the Jebusite on the south, that is Jerusalem, and the border went up to the top of the mountain, which is before the valley of Hinnom, to the west, which is at the end of the valley of Rephaim toward the north. And from the top of the mountain the border curved to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, and proceeded to the cities of Mount Ephron. Then the border curved to Baala, that is Kiriath-Jearim. And the border turned about from Baala westward to Mount Seir, and continued to the slope of Mount Jearim on the north, that is Kesalon, and went down to Beth Shemesh, and continued through Timnah. And the border proceeded to the side of Ekron northward. Then the border curved to Shekeron, and continued to Mount Baala, and proceeded to Jabneel, and the border ended at the sea. And the west border was at the Great Sea, even its coastline. This is the border around the sons of Judah, according to their families. Now he gave to Caleb the son of Jephunneh a portion among the sons of Judah, according to the command of the Lord to Joshua, namely, Kiriath Arba, Arba being the father of Anak, that is, Hebron. And Caleb drove out from there the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, and Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. Then he went up from there against the inhabitants of Debir. Now the name of Debir formerly was Kiriath Sefer. And Caleb said, "The one who attacks Kiriath Sefer and captures it, I will give him Aksai, my daughter, as a wife." And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, captured it. So he gave him Aksai, his daughter, as a wife. And it came about that when she came to him, she persuaded him to ask her father for a field. So she alighted from the donkey, and Caleb said to her, "What do you want?" Then she said, "Give me a blessing. Since you have given me the land of the Negev, give me also springs of water." So he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Judah, according to their families. Now the cities at the extremity of the tribe of the sons of Judah, toward the border of Edom in the south, were Kabzeel, and Eder, and Jager, and Kenna, and Dimona, and Adada, the Kadesh, and Hazor, and Ithnan, Ziph, and Telem, and Bealoth, and Hazor, Hadada, and Kiriath Hezron, that is Hazor, Amem, and Shema, and Moleda, and Hazor Gadda, and Heshmon, and Beth Pelet, and Hazor Shuel, and Beersheba, and Bisiothia, Baala, and Iam, and Ezim, and Altolad, and Chesel, and Horma, and Ziklag, and Madmana, and Sansana, and Lebaoth, and Shelem, and Aen, and Remen, in all 29 cities with their villages. In the lowland, Eshtaol, and Zorah, and Ashna, and Zenoah, and Enganim, Tapua, and Enim, Jarmuth and Adullam, Soko and Azekah, and Shaarim, and Adathaim, and Gadara and Gadarothium, 14 cities with their villages, Zenon and Hadashim, and Migdal Gad, and Delian and Mizpeh, and Jokthiel, Lachish, and Bozkath, and Eglon, and Caban, and Lamas, and Chitlish, and Gadaroth, Beth Dagon, and Naamah, and Makeda, 16 cities with their villages, Libna, and Ether, and Ashan, and Iphtah, and Ashna, and Nezib, and Keilah, and Akzib, and Marisha, 9 cities with their villages, Ekron with its towns and its villages, from Ekron even to the sea, all that were by the side of Ashdod with their villages, Ashdod, its towns and its villages, Gaza, its towns and its villages, as far as the brook of Egypt and the Great Sea, even its coastline. And in the hill country, Shamer, and Jatter, and Soko, and Dana, and Kiriath Sana, that is, Deber, and Aneb, and Eshtemoth, and Anam, and Goshen, and Holon, and Gilo, 11 cities with their villages, Aram, and Duma, and Eshan, and Janam, and Bath Tapua, and Aphekah, and Hamta, and Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, and Zihor, 9 cities with their villages, Maon, Carmel, and Ziph, and Jutta, and Jezreel, and Jogdeam, and Zanoah, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages, Alhul, Beth-Zur, and Gedor, and Me'ereth, and Beth-Anoth, and Al-Tikon, 6 cities with their villages, Kiriath-Baal, that is Kiriath-Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 cities with their villages, in the wilderness, Beth-Araba, Midden, and Sekakah, and Nibshan, and the city of Salt, and En-Jedi, 6 cities with their villages. Now as for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the sons of Judah could not drive them out. So the Jebusites live with the sons of Judah at Jerusalem until this day. Chapter 16. Then the lot for the sons of Joseph went from the Jordan at Jericho to the waters of Jericho on the east into the wilderness, going up from Jericho through the hill country to Bethel. And it went from Bethel to Luz and continued to the border of the Arkites at Ataroth. And it went down westward to the territory of the Japhletites, as far as the territory of Lor Beth-horon, even to Gezer, and it ended at the sea. And the sons of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim, received their inheritance. Now this was the territory of the sons of Ephraim, according to their families. The border of their inheritance eastward was Ataroth-Adar, as far as upper Beth-horon. Then the border went westward at Michmetha, on the north, and the border turned about eastward to Taanath-Shiloh, and continued beyond it to the east of Genoa. And it went down from Genoa to Ataroth and to Naara, then reached Jericho and came out at the Jordan. From Tapua, the border continued westward to the brook of Cana, and it ended at the sea. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Ephraim according to their families, together with the cities which were set apart for the sons of Ephraim in the midst of the inheritance of the sons of Manasseh, all the cities with their villages. But they did not drive out the Canaanites who lived in Gezer. So the Canaanites live in the midst of Ephraim to this day, and they became forced laborers. Chapter 17. Now this was the lot for the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph. To Maker, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, was allotted Gilead and Bashan because he was a man of war. So the lot was made for the rest of the sons of Manasseh, according to their families, for the sons of Abiezer, and for the sons of Helek, and for the sons of Asriel, and for the sons of Shechem, and for the sons of Hepher, and for the sons of Shemaiah. These were the male descendants of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, according to their families. However, Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Maker, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, only daughters. And these are the names of his daughters, Mahlah, and Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they came near before Eleazar the priest, and before Joshua the son of Nun, and before the leaders, saying, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brothers." So according to the command of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance among their father's brothers. Thus there fell 10 portions to Manasseh, besides the land of Gilead and Bashan, which is beyond the Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh received an inheritance among his sons. And the land of Gilead belonged to the rest of the sons of Manasseh. And the border of Manasseh ran from Asher to Michmetha, which was east of Shechem. Then the border went southward to the inhabitants of En-Tapua. The land of Tapua belonged to Manasseh, but Tapua on the border of Manasseh belonged to the sons of Ephraim. And the border went down to the brook of Cana, southward of the brook. These cities belonged to Ephraim, among the cities of Manasseh. And the border of Manasseh was on the north side of the brook, and it ended at the sea. The south side belonged to Ephraim, and the north side to Manasseh, and the sea was their border. And they reached to Asher on the north, and to Issachar on the east. And in Issachar and in Asher, Manasseh had Beth-Shean and its towns, and Ibleam and its towns, and the inhabitants of Dor and its towns, and the inhabitants of Endor and its towns, and the inhabitants of Taanach and its towns, and and the inhabitants of Megiddo and its towns. The third is Nepheth. But the sons of Manasseh could not take possession of these cities, because the Canaanites persisted in living in that land. And it came about, when the sons of Israel became strong, they put the Canaanites to forced labor, but they did not drive them out completely. Then the sons of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, "Why have you given me only one lot and one portion for an inheritance, since I am a numerous people whom the Lord has thus far blessed?" And Joshua said to them, "If you are a numerous people, go up to the forest and clear a place for yourself there in the land of the Perizzites and of the Rephaim, since the hill country of Ephraim is too narrow for you." And the sons of Joseph said, "The hill country is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites who live in the valley land have chariots of iron, both those who are in Beth Shean and its towns, and those who are in the valley of Jezreel." And Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, saying, "You are a numerous people, and have great power. You shall not have one lot only, but the hill country shall be yours. For though it is a forest, you shall clear it, and to its farthest borders it shall be yours. For you shall drive out the Canaanites, even though they have chariots of iron, and though they are strong." First Epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, Chapter 8. Now concerning things sacrificed to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge makes arrogant, but love edifies. If anyone supposes that he knows anything, he is not yet known as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, he is known by him. Therefore, concerning the eating of things sacrificed to idols, we know that there is no such thing as an idol in the world, and that there is no God but one. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom are all things, and we exist for him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we exist through him. However, not all men have this knowledge, but some, being accustomed to the idol until now, eat food as if it were sacrificed to an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled. But food will not commend us to God. We are neither the worse if we do not eat, nor the better if we do eat. But take care lest this liberty of yours somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. Or if someone sees you, who have knowledge, dining in an idol's temple, will not his conscience, if he is weak, be strengthened to eat things sacrificed to idols? For through your knowledge he who is weak is ruined, the brother for whose sake Christ died. And thus, by sinning against the brethren and wounding their conscience when it is weak, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food causes my brother to stumble, I will never eat meat again, that I might not cause my brother to stumble.